Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It is Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, I almost feel like I'm actually going through a seminary class or a Bible college class for those preparing for the ministry, because this text is Paul's words, his last words to Timothy to prepare him for the ministry. He has talked to him about his message, make sure it's Christ-centered, gospel-weighty. He's told him to preach under the eye of God, the coming of Christ. He has instructed him how he is to prepare his messages with persistence and patience, knowing that Jesus is coming again and every sermon might be a last sermon. And you need to endure hardship and you need to endure suffering and you need to be persistent. You need to do the work of an evangelist and you need to always be sober-minded, serious about your calling. But now he gets to another piece, and this is how he gives a picture of the man in the ministry, even as he now describes himself at the end of his ministry. He says in verse 6, I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Well, here he says, I'm being poured out as a drink offering. Isn't that an interesting picture? First of all, a drink offering was something that was done in worship. The preacher in his preaching ministry and in his act of preaching is worshiping. You are a worshiper, pouring yourself out as a worship statement before the Lord. Secondly, it's interesting, out of the worship elements in the Old Testament, he doesn't talk about a burnt offering. He talks about a drink offering. Why would that be so important? Well, in a burnt offering, you got ashes left. In a drink offering, you've got nothing left. In a drink offering, everything is poured out. When a minister gets to the end of his life, he's got nothing left. It's completely poured out. He says, the time of my departure has come. Nothing is left. I have poured it all out. I put it on the line. I didn't leave anything on the field. When the Lord calls me home from the field of ministry, I laid it all out in the calling that God has given to me. And then he says, I fought the good fight, the fight that the Lord had laid out for him. The fight we do for him, we do it according to his word. Then he says, I finished the race. Not any race, I finished the race, the one that God has called him to finish. That's the one that he has finished. And the idea there is the ministry is like a marathon. My daughters all ran distance running through college and a little bit afterwards. They were distance runners and they learned a couple of principles. Number one, you start out in a good pace and every mile is to be faster than the previous mile. They call those negative splits. And your best mile ought to be your last mile. And the second thing that they learned was this. When you get finished in that last mile, there's nothing left. You could never run another mile. It's all given. It's all poured out. That's what he's saying. I'm poured out as a drink offering. I've fought the good fight. I have finished the race and I'm finished up. There's nothing left. And then he says, I've kept the faith. You got to preach the word of God, and to preach the word of God, you want to be faithful to the word of God. Hold fast to the word of God. Paul says, I'm innocent of the blood of all men because I declared and preached to you the whole counsel of God, which God has called us to say. We say it as winsomely as possible, as clearly as possible, as effectively as possible in the power of the Spirit of God, but we want to have kept the faith. What God has given to us, the word, we have kept it. The preaching ministry, we have embraced it. The calling to give ourselves fully to it, we have been good stewards. And therefore, we have kept the faith. The faith delivered to us, the gospel message, the word of God, the preaching ministry, and growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ in our personal life. None of us will ever likely be the best preacher, but we can be the best preacher we can be for the Lord who called us. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.